Once again, there she is, right on time. When she goes walking through my mind, she goes walking through my mind.
Figure I'm a real dangerous man.
Back. Miss Amy is back with an all-new Living Way Out Here on the Survival Circle Network. Join Amy for an uplifting hour of fun on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench.
Oh,
All right, here we are. I made it in here tonight after all, even after I told you I wouldn't, and that's apparent by the number in the chat room right now. I guess everybody believed me that I wasn't going to be here tonight. But I dashed, and I rushed, and I broke laws. But I'm here, and it's the 13th of May, and it's a Wednesday. We missed Miss Amy tonight. We always do on Wednesday nights, but it's just a sad fact of life here. My computer is running very, very sluggishly tonight, so this might be a long show. It's still going to be an hour's worth of material, but it may take 2 hours to deliver it here. So we'll see what happens. The chat room won't even come up here, so I don't know. It was up a little bit ago. And then I changed windows, and it disappeared. There, it's starting to come back in there. So we'll see. See what's going on in there. And I guess you guys heard about the train wrecks today, or two that I know of. I don't know if any others happened. I was in and out and wasn't able to sit and watch TV or sit on the computer all day. So I don't know if there were any more or not. But early this morning, I heard about the one of my friends over near Philadelphia had mentioned it, and I did a little research and found out, sure enough, they had a train wreck over there. Pretty bad one. And the guy that told me about this had said that he had talked to a detective off the record there that had said that they hadn't ruled out foul play. And I thought, okay, that kind of makes sense with everything else that's going on in the world. And then an hour or so after that, I hear that there's another one over somewhere around Wenatchee, Washington. And I told Amy, I said, you know what? It seems a little odd. We have two derailments in the same day, just a few hours apart on opposite ends of the country. And I said, you know, there might be more to this than what we know. And Amy said, well, how do you derail a train? And I said, well, there's a lot of ways to do it. It's not that depending on whether you're, there's accidents that can happen, but there's several things that you can do to make that happen. And, we heard about that back in, when was it? Mid 90s somewhere, 95, 96, somewhere in there. Where there was they called themselves a militia. And if I'm not mistaken, I think they called themselves the Vipers or something, or Black Vipers or something like that, here in Arizona. And they had derailed a train, best I remember the story. So certainly not that terribly difficult to make that happen. So, without getting into, giving anybody any ideas here, I told her, you know, what if this was a, you know, maybe not shopping malls, maybe not churches, maybe not water supplies. How about trains? That seems like a logical and relatively simple way to cause quite a tremendous disruption to shipping and transportation, and also the psychological effect of this once they found out that they were doing it on purpose. And it seemed to me that would be a pretty good strategy. Well, then coming home from my meeting a while ago, I find a story that says that the FBI has not ruled this out. They say that somewhere, I can't get my story to come up right now because my cotton picking computer's running so slow, so I may not ever see it again. But I don't know what the location was for this. But there are 9 train derailers missing. Someone has stolen them. They're convinced that they're a controlled item, and they're relatively sure that they were accounted for and everything, and they say that there's nine of them missing. These train derailers are metal shoe type things that fit on a rail and intentionally derail a train. Now, primarily they have these for emergencies around roundhouses and train yards and stuff like that, to intentionally derail one if the need arises. And so if someone were to get a hold of these things, how simple would it be just to go out there at night? I mean, I'm surprised that this hasn't already happened more than once. I'm surprised as many of these trains go through such desolate, uninhabited areas out there, far away from civilization, and I mean far enough away from the highway, and many places the train is, you know, mile, 2, 5 miles back even off the highway. Now, you guys back east may not realize that, but you get out here out west, there's the trains, for the most part, pretty much follow highways when they can. But you get in some of these mountainous areas, and they may be forced way off the side of the, way off from the beaten path there. So how simple would it be for someone or a few someones to go in there, or if they get a hold of those train derailers, one guy. I don't know how heavy they are, but one or two guys go in there and pack that thing into one of the remote tracks away from the highway and install it and take off. So we may be seeing more of this in the immediate future. I don't know. That's speculation on my part, but stands to reason. Let's see, the story finally came up. It doesn't say where. Hey, I made a pretty good guess on that other deal there. It doesn't say exactly where the, it says nine derailers, a piece of railroad equipment used to derail trains, have been stolen recently. And this is the FBI that mentions this. So, the bulletin does not mention a specific threat, and the FBI has no indication the derail thefts are related to terrorism. I don't know what else they'd be related to, but maybe somebody stole them and sold them for scrap iron, I guess. Cheapest scrap iron is right now. I don't think that's hardly worth the risk. But the bulletin was distributed. That doesn't make any difference. Okay, well, interesting theory there. We'll see how that works out. And I'm sorry that this is going to be a very slow, very aggravating show here, because my computer is so slow. And, alright, B2Basic, thank you for putting that in there for me. And I just threw it up on Facebook too. So numbers are coming up. I see the numbers have more than doubled here in the chat room. So let's see, Outlaw Diesel has joined us. Long Slide, C7. And Minnie, and thank you for your help, Minnie. And let's see, Wrights and B2 and Eddie and Tampico Scout. All right, let's see here. I don't know what in the world. Oh, I see what it is. Okay. All right, let's move on. Let me check. This may be a terrible mistake right here, but I need to check. I got a breaking thing coming in. I can pay. I can wait. There's a, you know, we have. I'm gonna go to a Second Amendment deal here in just a few minutes. But it reminds me of this story here. Dogs are barking. I hope that's somebody in the yard, not a something I'm gonna have to go kill. This reminded me, I don't think it was Cher, the singer, the entertainer Cher. I think it was somebody else that called herself Cher. But nevertheless, it was somebody that was exceedingly stupid. A typical liberal mindset. She said, just hours ago, Republicans chose to cut some of the meager funds for Amtrak. They did this even after the train crash and the loss of life last night. Really? The train was going 106 miles an hour in a posted 50-mile-an-hour area around a curve, and funding would have stopped that? What, are the funding going to put more signs up there, or the funding going to... Chucker just joined us in there, too. How would cutting funds or not cutting funds have helped that? That's a ridiculous assumption that they're blaming it all on the Republicans now that the train crashed. Unbelievable. These people just astound me. But let's... I want to go to a deal mainly because I'm just proud of this girl. I don't know her, but she was, and I think this was either latter part of junior high or high school, that she is in a debate class, so probably high school. And a friend of mine had approached me and said, hey, this girl's got this debate coming up. She wants to do it on the Second Amendment and needs some help. She don't know where to start. Well, I'm glad that she has the idea here that she needs to do it on the Second Amendment. It would be helpful if she had some idea about what it was she was talking about. Okay, I can help with that. So I sent her some stuff that I had that I've done in different speeches and whatnot. So I'm going to go over this thing. And I know this is all old news to you guys that are Second Amendment and constitutional purist here, but I'm very, very proud of this little teenage girl for bringing this up. And by the way, I just got the email a couple of days ago from the friend that I got this from, and they said that they won the debate. So very nice. So I'm going to go over this here and let you hear how she put my notes and stuff together for her debate. She starts out by quoting the Second Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And then she goes on to say, in the meaning of the actual words in the Second Amendment, at the time that it was written, militia with males between approximately 16 and 60 were all required to be members of the militia in their communities. Virtually everyone owned and used guns. A few who didn't were required to pay a fee in lieu of their military service to the community. Boy, if we could just get the militia to do that now. You don't want to join the militia? Then put $50 in the kitty, all of you. We can use that for night vision stuff, MREs, whatever. The militia defended against Indian attacks and insurrections, served as a police force when needed, and could be called upon for the defense of their state or of the United States when needed. Free state. You can't be free if you are powerless. Bear arms. Arms are weapons. The word doesn't mean only guns, but it certainly includes guns. Nor are specific types or categories of weapons listed. To bear means to physically carry. You can have arms on you as a person, as well as in your home. I'm not sure that made any sense, but shall not be infringed. Again, the Second Amendment merely reminds government in ink that they may not infringe on this right that people inherently possess. Background of the Second Amendment. The American colonists had just fought an eight-year-long miserable and costly war to secure their natural rights from an English monarch who again and again had tried to deprive them of their arms. The American founders understood the threat of an armed populace to government, and they saw it as a check on government. Even more importantly, the founders recognized the natural right to life and corresponding right to protect one's life and property against assault. That protection requires arms. We also would like to point out that through research, there are more and more women arming themselves and many more people in the United States altogether. At this website, American Gun Facts, we found many interesting statistics. They mentioned that 200,000 times a year, women have used a weapon to defend against sexual assault. In fact, every year, guns are used over 80 times more often to protect a life than to take one. Also, an analysis of the FBI crime statistics found that states that adopted concealed carry laws reduced murders on an average of 8.5%, rapes at 5%, aggravated assault 3.7%, and burglaries at 4.3%. In 1982, Kennesaw, Georgia passed a law requiring heads of household to keep at least one firearm in the house. The residential burglary rate subsequently dropped 89% in Kennesaw, compared to just 10.4% drop in Georgia State as a whole. We would like to say one thing regarding self-defense and independence. The average woman is not as strong as the average man. In a hand-to-hand struggle, even if she goes to the gym five times a week, the woman is probably going to lose, unless she has a gun and knows how to use it. There's a famous quote that goes, "God made men, but Sam Colt made them equal." And Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer and the author of Covert Guide to Concealed Carry, told The Blaze a great example of this when months, probably years now, back, an 18-year-old girl in Oklahoma used a shotgun to stop a home intruder who had a knife. The bottom line is the gun is without a doubt the best way for a woman to defend herself in worst-case scenario. Just heard last night on the news that a law to allow Texans to open carry is not far away. We will be one of six states that allow open carry passed by our governor Greg Abbott, said he would sign it. Now that is she probably got constitutional carry mixed up with open carry, because there are many states that allow open carry. Some with a permit, some without, but many states allow open carry. As of right now, there are six states that allow constitutional carry. So, and then she says, one more thing. Look, there are, punctuation is a wonderful thing. Look, there are well over 20,000 gun laws on the books nationwide right now. Sure, let's make some more. The more laws we have, the more people die. Don't you see? It's not working. Unless they find a way to enforce some of the law that needs to be enforced, why make more? People can get involved in their communities and teach awareness and tell authorities of suspicious characters. If you know someone that has a problem with the law or mental illness or has access to a weapon, tell someone before it's too late. Okay, I think she did a pretty good job on that. It was a couple of things there that she could tune up just a little. But overall, considering she's a 10th grader or whatever it was, I think she did a good job. So let me see what's going on in the chat room here. All right. All right, so we've got got the Second Amendment and CCW on our minds. Let's move right into Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Doc, you might know about this, and I don't know how far you are from Hattiesburg, but the mayor of Hattiesburg, Mississippi is a freaking idiot, just so everybody knows. He said, Johnny Dupree. Isn't it sad, he said, how concealed carry laws killed those two cops? Okay, stop the press. Back up. Get a grip. What an idiot. This is like the gal that said a while ago, cutting the funding caused the train wreck. Never mind that the damn train was going just a smidge over twice the posted speed limit in a corner. That's beside the point. If they would have had more money, this would have never happened, according to that gal. So, if, let me see just a second here, I'm trying to get do two things. My computer's running so slow, I'm not able to do things like I normally do. All right. So, this guy is saying that because of new, expanded, enhanced, more gooder CCW laws, that these two cops were killed in, where was it? That was in Mississippi too, wasn't it? I believe it was. So, hang on, I'm trying to wait just a minute here. Stay with me, don't leave. I'm struggling. You know, never mind that the both the guys that shot those killed those cops were already felons and couldn't even own a gun, but and by the way, neither one of them had a CCW, neither one of them had a concealed carry license. But if it hadn't have been for the laws, here's what he said. Mississippi just passed last year or a couple of years ago a concealed weapons law where you can carry your gun outside without a license. You carry your gun outside, okay. And now this past year they passed one where you can have it concealed in your purse or in your briefcase without a permit. And that's not true because Mississippi does not have that law. He said, you know, people just have to be, police officers have to be real vigilant now. Later on, he said, for whatever reason, we're passing some kind of laws I don't think are good for our country. He could have just stopped right there and said, I don't think. Period. But, like I said, the two guys that shot those guys, those cops, were already convicted felons. They were already barred from owning guns. They did not have a CCW. Everything they did, including killing someone, I hear that recently in Mississippi, it has become against the law to murder someone. And so I think these guys broke just pretty near every law there was. But without those pesky CCW laws, those two cops would still be alive today, according to the moronic mayor of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So there you have it.
Every morning I watch you walk into the office in your business suit and matching shoes. With your hair put up neatly, you tug at your glasses and you sit down just 3 desks down. And I watch you in the florist and glass, and my mind drifts away somewhere. Just the way I saw you last night. Well, there's girls at the office, the guys always notice when they walk by, but you're not the type. They don't know what I don't show through tailored tweets. Let's find me. Let them all think what they want to. As for me, when I look at you, I see you in a different light. Your hair falling down with love in your. You're a beautiful sight. I see you in a different
That's what I like to see, bullseyes, every time. And you can do the same thing with Byers Barrels. As long as you do your part, the custom barrels that you get from Byers Barrels will deliver award-winning accuracy shot after shot. Byers Barrels specializes in standard and 1-in-9-inch twist match-grade 22 long rifle barrels for the Ruger 10-22 and AR-15. If you want to win, visit their site at ByersBarrels.com. That's BeyerBarrels.com. Or you can call Clint at 360-374-9476 and tell him you heard it on the Shooting Fence, would you? Let him know that his advertising money is doing him some good. Grab an earful of liberty.
What is it the gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of pens and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God!
Listen to Kit Lang on the Patrick Henry Society every Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
I know not what cost others they take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Never sounded so good.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red and not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
All right, we're back. Let's look at a couple more things here. You know, I had a nice long visit with my son tonight. And, hey, I see Kojo joined us in the chat room. Good to see you, buddy. I had a nice long talk. He's kind of out of the loop a little bit. He works in a remote area, lives in a kind of remote area, and cell service and internet is kind of scarce. It's not nearly as common there as it is everywhere. So he does get television. Well, he don't, but he does. I guess his boss does. And so he was kind of lost. He'd been. He wants to stay up with it. He's not completely ignorant of everything that's going on, but he wanted to know what I thought was going on and see, you know, kind of get him up to date on some of the things that's happening. And we talked about some of the current events about Jade Helm and EMPs and you know, getting ready for all that stuff. And of course, he's all ears, you know, he's not asking out of curiosity, he's asking because he seriously wants to know what to do and what to prepare for. So, you know, not everybody has the luxury that some of us do of being able to just come in and sit down or yank your smartphone out of your pocket and be able to see what's going on in the world at the touch of a couple of buttons. So, anyway, we talked about putting back radios and flashlights and a few odds and ends of things and how to protect them against EMP and all that. And we looked at a communication program that I think that him and I can do. And in worst case, I think that we have it figured out where we can reach each other with ham radio and make plans and see what's going on, and if nothing else, be able to help with the current events of our own areas in a desperate situation. Now that's considering that the repeaters and stuff are still up and that EMP hasn't wiped everything else out. So, but we got to looking at all the different types of things that are going on right now. And I said, you know what, if it was just one of these or even two of these, you know, it'd be a little bit easier to figure out what we need to do and how to deal with it. But there's so many things going on. You know, they say that a big solar event is imminent in the next little while. And we're still very concerned about EMP. Okay, we've talked about these things numerous times. We have a vast amount of military hardware moving freely about the country. And that's a concern to a lot of people. I don't think it's quite as big a concern as people make it out to be. But there's military stuff and UN stuff that moves around the country, you know, virtually every day and has been for years. But I will say, beyond any doubt, that right now there is more than ever. And it just keeps going and keeps going. It's been several weeks now that we've seen this constantly in places where we don't usually see that much. We've seen a tremendous amount of helicopter traffic out there. And I was meant to get another story, and I saw the headlines of it. It had something to do with the movement and trading of positioning in helicopters, and I didn't see what the whole story was on that. I wish I'd have grabbed it. Right? But and then you have the social and economic problems we have, the racial problems, the illegal aliens, the UN, the drought, the floods. They're just so cotton picking many things happening right now. It's unbelievable. So anyway, after I laid all that bad news out to him, well, he's got a lot to chew on and a lot to get ready for, and hopefully I can help him take care of some of that stuff. So Kojo, just briefly here, you say general walkie-talkies. I don't know if there's any such thing as general walkie-talkies. I assume that you're talking about FRS, GMRS radios. And if you're talking about just, staying pretty close for camping and stuff like that, the Midland GXT-1000 or the GXT-1050, I think, is the very best on the market. They are excellent, excellent radios. Most of us are moving into a different class of radio right now and getting away from the straight FRS, GMRS, but that doesn't take away their effectiveness. So if you get good quality ones, don't go buy the 1995 ones at Walmart. You know, if you want to have a set of those for $19.95 down at Walmart or something, then you want to get those for the kids. You want to get them for, close range patrols or something like that. But they are hopelessly ineffective at in town. You know, you got a lot of buildings in the way. You got a lot of trees in the way in the woods, the hills, and stuff like that. Your range on them is horribly limited to sometimes as little as a few hundred yards, and on a decent average terrain, maybe a mile or so. Out on flat ground, out on the Bonneville Salt Flats or from the top of a mountain down or something like that in Kansas, you may get 5 or 6 miles out of it. But the best ones, Midland Golf X-Ray Tango, Midland GXT 1000 or 1050. The only difference in them is the 1050 has some animal calls on it, which are pretty pointless, and they are camouflage. And that's really the only difference in them. They are both water resistant. They both have NOAA weather channels on them. And they have a number of features that it's hard to even, you can't even memorize all the stuff that they can do. They're excellent radios. They're advertised as 36-mile radios. Of course, that's only if you're talking across the ocean or something with nothing in the way. But they are, I have talked on them when I was inside of a house and Jason was inside of a pickup and we were roughly 10 miles away talking across town. Maybe 8 miles, something like that, talking across town, and they talked, they sounded just fine. So if you're going to get into it, look for those. You can find them on Amazon for somewhere in the vicinity of $75 for a pair of them. They come with AC charger, DC charger, and headsets and rechargeable batteries. They also use double A's if you need to have a backup there. Great radios. Best money you can spend in that price range for radios, no doubt. So let's look. Speaking of radios, I'm going to let you listen to a little deal here real quickly, and I need to go turn this CB down. It's, I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's blasting away here and disrupting my very limited train of thought. So give me just a minute here, and I'll be back. Sorry about that. I just couldn't hear myself think with that cotton picking radio blaring over there. The Kojo, I'm not sure. Motorola, how are they better than Motorola? Well, Motorola doesn't have anything that compares to them. Motorola is a good company, but they don't have anything that that matches these Midlands. And also, Midland has some proprietary channels on there. Most of your GMRS radios go only to channel 22, and the Midlands go to channel 50. Now, before you get all excited about that, like I was talking about the other night, those extra channels are basically only the same as some of the other channels, only with what they call privacy codes on them, which are not private at all. They only allow you to talk in a congested area and cut out background noise and other transmissions. You cannot hear other people, but other people can hear you. So keep that in mind. Once you get past channel 22, people can still hear you. They're not privacy channels. So, all right, let's see. Let's move on here. We talked briefly for a second a while ago about economic collapse. Well, when we look at everything from Obamacare to a number of other things going, not the least of which right now is some of the business. Some of you may have seen the report here of major U.S. chains closing 6,000 stores nationwide. And I keep getting reports from people, got my email address or to, I'm putting it on my Facebook page or whatever. And this is about businesses that are closing in their areas. And right now, there are a bunch of them. And I'll tell you, if C7 was with us tonight, he would be one to tell you. I fear that C7 may wind up losing his job before long, because all across New Mexico right now, oil field workers are being laid off in record numbers. The oil boom in New Mexico and all over West Texas and a lot of places in the Southwest has enjoyed an extended boom since, I mean, it's fluctuated a little bit up and down, but ever since I was a kid, I grew up, we had an oil well or gas rig literally right outside our bedroom window. It was, I don't know, 150 yards away, maybe 200 yards at the very most. And it sat there for months drilling that well. I can show you where the compressor and everything still sets and still operates today. And this went on my entire life while I was in New Mexico and all the time that I spent in Texas and whatnot. So, but now they say it's hitting the skids, and this is going to be a lot of layoffs and some tremendous revenue losses for the state of New Mexico. So be alert, be aware of what's going on here. And as I've told you time and time and time again, be careful how you plan with your money, because you may wake up one day and not have that source. You know, like all these people that worked at Walmart, 2,200 people laid off in just a matter of hours with no notice. Of course, that doesn't have anything to do with the economy. We've talked about that numerous times. But there seems to be, I'm waiting on a reliable source that's going to give me some information on one of the Walmarts that closed. See about some of the military hardware that's moving in around there. And I can't confirm that. As many stories as I've seen, as many pictures and stuff, I'm still not going to confirm it till I hear from someone that I know. But until that time, I think that there are things that are happening. And in this one area, well, actually, I think we mentioned this last night, so I won't even go into it tonight. But as soon as I get new information on this, you will be the second to know. I've got several people waiting on me to relay this, so whenever I get it, you'll get it. I see that C7 has just joined us. C7, before I sign off here in just a couple of minutes, have you heard anything that about how secure your job is with all the layoffs that are imminent in the state of New Mexico right now? Have you heard anything about whether your job is secure? Of course, I'm sure it will be for a while, because as these layoffs happen, you being in the trucking industry, you're going to be stacking rigs for a while here, bringing them in out of the field. So you'll probably be one of the later ones that would be affected, if you're affected. There'll still be quite a bit of there he is. He says 20 laid off in the past 2 weeks. So that would be kind of scary. C7 has been doing this for quite a while, ever since I've known him. And he may be moving to Arizona and looking for a job here before too long. So we'll see what happens. Well, I wish you, just in one company, he says. So I wish you the best of luck, buddy. It's going to be tough for a lot of people. C7 coal mines around there are starting to have layoffs. This is going to affect her family. Said she made it through the last layoff. What about the next one? may not be long until there's another one. So there's numerous reasons that this is affecting the energy industry, and it's not all about economy. A lot of it is about EPA, and Obama's just a turd. But I'm sure that we'll see. You know, this is going to affect every aspect, every facet of our lives. Because there's people that have been comfortable in those coal mines for, you know, for 15, 16, 18 years, getting close to retirement, but now they're looking at laying people off. There's people that thought their job was secure, young people, 20, 25, 30 years old, thinking they've got it made, and pretty soon they're going to wind up in a soup line here because, you know, 40% of the people that work in the northern, northwestern New Mexico area work in some aspect of the oil and gas industry, whether it's refining, hauling, construction, drilling, mud engineers, whatever the case may be. There are a lot of people in the energy, oil and gas community up there. So, not looking forward to this, guys, and it's just going to make more tempers short, frustration, desperation, hunger, mortgages due, houses repossessed. It's going to affect a lot of people. Rights at risk, hours have been reduced to 4/8. Wow. Wow, 32 hours a week, 64-hour paydays. So layoff or no layoff, there's going to be some belt tightening going on in that area. So there you have it. Be prepared. That's the good news, I guess. Well, I'm going to leave you with that little bit of stuff. Tomorrow, yeah, Amy and I both will be on tomorrow. Friday, probably neither one of us. I told you I've got the Boy Scout thing Friday. I will not renege on this one. I will definitely, unless it happens to get rained out or postponed or something like that, I will not be here Friday. I will have I'll have DeTinker stick you an archive up of Liberty Lounge. And Amy, if we have time, we'll try to make you a new pre-record. If not, you'll have an older show. You know what? I'm going to go back, and I've got a couple of her old shows that were so good from way back in the Watchmen days. And no, it wasn't in the Watchmen days either. It sure was. So I'm going to try to doctor those up and get rid of some of the stuff that don't need to be in there. Great shows. And I'll try to get those on for you here sometime in the next little while. Next couple of weeks, anyway. So, I'm babbling again. When I start babbling, that means it's time to go. So, I will see you all tomorrow night. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.